look on first fruits.
Blog Talk
Radio. Look on first fruits this morning, oh God, as we come before you to glorify your name. And we praise you for your mighty, mighty work. And thank God. Thank God for first fruit prayer and praise line. Another day, another time that we're here to lift him up. And praise God for each and every one that has joined us this day. We're looking to have a good time in the Lord with this Ambassador Pfeiffer. We're standing in for our Chief Ambassador this morning. And we're thanking God for him, for Dr. Betty Johnson. And we know that on yesterday was the homegoing of the mother of the nation, Mother Adelaide Johnson. And we are praising God because we are praying for those that are still here. Amen. Mother Johnson has made her alive. And we are praying for the ones that are yet here, that we make it. Amen. We have to make it to heaven somehow. And that's what the song says. Got to make it to heaven somehow. Thanking God for our Chief Ambassador, Dr. Renard Johnson, Dr. Betty Johnson. Thank God for our Bishop, James Hagen. Amen. Dr. James Hagen. Thank God for Ambassador, Dr. Julie Hagen. Thanking God right now for our Ambassador, Gina Hodges. Ambassador, Dr. Patricia Stern. Ambassador Dr. Gail Smith. And we are praising God for all ambassador-elect. Praise God, Ambassador Dr. Mary Lacey. And we are thanking God for each and every ambassador-elect on the line. Let's have a good time this morning. Shall we just speak to the Lord? Hello, 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 Lord. Lord, we bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Somebody help me. If you can hear me, help me bless the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for waking us up. You woke us up, oh God. You woke us up closing our right mind. Closing our right mind, oh God. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you. Thank you for your name. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord. Nobody did it. Nobody can do it. Nobody can come over. Nobody can heal. Nobody can touch. Nobody can deliver. Nobody, 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 nowhere can do us like Jesus. Can nobody do you like Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Glory.
Come on. Come on. Praise
the
Lord. Thank you.
Praise
the
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, yes,
Thank you, Lord.
That's the way to do it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's the way you join in, tune in. And you see, nobody is confused when you're just thanking him and praising him. Nobody gets because you're thanking God and praising God, but the devil. Somebody gets upset and angry because we all blend in together from all parts of the world, all corners, and come together and praise God. Nobody gets upset. Hallelujah. When you praise God, nobody but the enemy. And we are thanking God because we have expectations. I want you to come to the line this morning, hallelujah, with expectations of a great day. Hallelujah. Let God be your be the greatness in your life today. Hallelujah. Why? Because you own the first fruit friend praise line. You are here once again. Amen. He brought you this far by faith. And he didn't bring you this far to leave you. So we gotta glorify God today. Lift up his holy name. And I just want to just share this scripture with you that I shared on yesterday. And it just says, lift up your head so you can. And this goes out to the Johnson family. Praise God. Friends and family. Because sometimes friends are close as a brother. And we want to share this with the family and let them know. You don't have to walk around with your head bowed down. You don't have to walk around distressed and depressed. Amen. Because Mother Johnson is just another soldier gone home. Amen. It says he shall receive the blessings from the Lord in righteousness, from God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him and seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Praise God. And just set in your mind today, we are lifting up the King of glory. Hallelujah. And if you have some sickness in your life, if you need any type of deliverance today in your life, start lifting up the name of Jesus and let the glory of the Lord fill your heart, fill your room, fill your house. Fill your church. Fill your heart. My God, he can fill everything you got and never run out. So we're going to lift him up today. Thank God, thank God, thank God for First Fruit Prayer and Praise Line this morning. I'm only going the way the Lord leads. I can only do what God gives me to do. And when God gives me to do something, I have to be obedient. And when that's over with, I sit down. My time is up. Praise God. We're thanking God for each and every one of you this morning. And we're going to have our ambassador, Dr. Jimmy Hagen, come and just give us station identification, and we will proceed with our program today and our service. So God bless you, Dr. Jimmy Hagen.
Praise the Lord. God bless. Oh, blessed is the wonderful name. We do honor the presence of the Lord this morning. We thank God, amen, for our Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. Thank God, amen, for Ambassador Dr. Betty Johnson, First Lady of this ministry. Thank God, amen, hallelujah, for the beautiful, precious memories and moments of Mother Adelaide Johnson, our mother to the nations, who is now celebrating in heaven. The moment that she lived for, she's there with them having a great celebration. We thank God for that, for her, for the living memories of how she blessed us so many times here on First Fruit. We thank God for her. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for all the ambassadors. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for my beloved husband, amen, Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagen. Thank God for all the ambassadors elect. We just thank God for each and every one of you. It's just a wonderful day to be alive, and we are here. We're excited to be able to broadcast this program, amen, on NPA, NPAradio.com, on the blog talk radio, and we are being heard literally all over the world. We are a live studio, and we here we can be reached by calling into the studio 347-934-0207. And we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine? More than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We want to thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message all around the world and sharing. Glory be to God with the world. And we do applaud him today, and we tell him to keep on doing what he's doing because it's bringing glory to God. And we thank God, amen, for the family, how he just came in and shared with all of us. Glory be to God, his mother, and she's been nothing but a blessing to each and every one of us. I want to thank God for you, Ambassador Dr. Glory be to God, Eleanor Pfeiffer. You're doing a great job, amen, holding up his hands. And thank you so much. God bless us. Back to you.
God bless her and praise God. I'm Ambassador Dr. Gina Hagen for the wonderful encouragement words and station identification for First Fruit Prayer and Praise Line. And we're just here this morning just to lift up the name Jesus. Amen. Just to lift up the name Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. And I want to know, Mother Baker, are you on the line? Mother Baker?
Yes, I am.
God bless you. Can you just open us up? Give us another word of prayer, please. Praise God.
Mother Wilson.
Mother Woods. All right. Mother Wilson, would you pray for our children, please, and the children at Amazing Grace and in the Johnson family, please? Praise
yes,
God.
Ma'am.
Mother Wilson. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus this morning, we thank you for our lives. We thank you for your situation this morning, that the right mind. And we thank you, Lord, how you have brought us through the night. And we ask you this morning to forgive us of anything, anything that we even had a thought and didn't know that we had a thought of wrong. But God, we want you to look on Dr. Johnson, Father, First Fruit President and the family, and God, look on the children of First
Fruit. Look on them.
Amazing Grace. We want you to look on them, God, because we know that mother was dear to them. That was their dear mother, the mother of the church, the mother of the nation. Anyone could call her mother. And God, we want you to look on the family, look on the sons, look on the daughters, look on the daughter-in-laws and son-in-laws. God, because she was dear to all of them. And the children of God, just hold their hands up and let them look up to you and know that you are there. When they feel like they're weak, Lord, you strengthen them. Give them strength in their body, their mind. And, oh, God, don't let them be too hot. This is your doing, not ours. In the name of Jesus, God, you strength. Give them strength now. Send them, Jesus. You know they need it in the name of Jesus. Give them to know that she did her work and that you had done this. In the name of Jesus, we have to look up and have faith and know that you are God and you never fail us.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, God, you never fail us. And send the bodies, oh God. Send everyone. In the name of Jesus, the ministers, oh God, the missionaries, let them stand by them. Let them hold their hands up. And God, I believe you will. I believe you'll do it for them in the name of Jesus. And oh, God, don't let them have their headaches and hang on so fine. But strengthen the children. Strengthen those babies.
Strengthen, oh God. Strengthen
those grandchildren.
Yeah.
The whole family, the whole church family, Lord. So when one is up while they're living, you know they're missing while they're gone. But you can be a comfort to all of them. Comfort their hearts, oh, God. You give them strength. Give them ease. Oh, God, give them peace in their mind. And let them know that you can stay with them and you haven't left them. You're with them, oh, God. You're right by their side in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
No matter what happens to
us,
never leave us in the name of Jesus. And, God, you haven't left them. Look on Sister Gina, oh, God, and give her strength as she goes to the
store.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
All the fun that is sticking in and helping in the name of Jesus. Get them strength, Lord. Strengthen them as they go. In the name of Jesus, pop that head up and be strong. In Jesus' name, faith. Thank God.
Thank God. Thank God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And Ambassador Lake Wilson for that wonderful prayer. We're just praising God and just moving in the spirit this morning. However God says, that's what we want to obey. Praise God. We want to be in the will of God. And I just feel this morning that there's some on here that have some things that they want to remember Mother Johnson by, and they may not have a chance to attend the service or say it any other time. So I want you to get in your mind what you want to say and desire to say about Mother Johnson, since you have been on this prayer line, and some of those that even have met her from time to time over the years, if you would like to have something to say about her or to the family, the first fruit that she has dropped some wisdom or some nuggets or some knowledge down into your spirit, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. And we know she was always teaching about the Holy Ghost. And glory, glory, glory to God. She was always letting you know that you needed the Holy Ghost, that you cannot make it unless you have that Holy Ghost, because it's a keeping power that will lift you. Hallelujah. You talk about needing planning a flight from one state to another, one place to another. But the Holy Ghost is your airplane, and it will take you higher, higher, higher in the Lord. If you let that anointing fall apart on you, that anointing of the Holy Ghost will lift you higher. It'll lift you above the storm. It'll lift you above the trouble. It'll lift you above the confusion. It will lift you above the stress and the emotional stress. It will lift you. It's what gives you power to be lifted up. Hallelujah. And not worry about what's troubling you down below. So if you remember some of the things that Mother Johnson or some of the family has shared with you, let us know. This might be the only time you get and to share that on First Fruit Worldwide Prayer Line and let the world know some of the things that she helps you with. I know she used to come on the youth prayer line, and she would come on there, and you didn't have to tell Mother Johnson what the topic was or the subject was what you had chosen to talk about. Mother Johnson would come on. She said, I don't know what y'all talking about tonight, but this is what God gave me. Every time she did it, every time she came on, every time she shared, it was always befitting. It always worked out for the good. And we never, never, never had to say, oh, no, Mother Johnson, that's not it today. We're talking about this subject or that subject. Whatever God gave her was always what we were talking about, and she just blended in. And that's how we want to do this morning, just blend in and share some words of encouragement to the family, to each other. Some may not have met her. You missed a blessing. You missed a blessing. Amen. She was a blessed young woman, a blessed woman filled of wisdom and understanding. And her love is what captivated the world. The love that she showed toward people, no matter how you did or what you said about someone, she would always come back to that love and let you know it had to be love. You cannot make it in unless you love your brother as you love yourself. So God bless you. We're going to open the line up this morning and let some of you give some words of testimony or praise reports. And we want to kind of make it short so everyone that has something to say can jump right in there, one after another. And
Ambassador Pfeiffer, this is Ambassador Smith. God bless all of you.
Bless
and
you.
Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Thank him for his breathing, his spirit of comfort and love through the line, and also for the Johnson's family. I'm just going to share one thing about the woman of the nation, mother of the nation. Oh, my God. Mother Johnson, when I met her for the first time, was at the First Fruit Prayer and Praise Conference there in Kansas City, and I sat by this sweet little lady. Oh, my God, the anointing was flowing. I didn't know that was Mother Johnson, but I remember just putting a little hand on my hand, glory to God, and then I just felt the anointing from her. But I can always hear her on the line. You got to give it up. Give it up all to the Lord. And I just won't ever forget that. And being filled with the Holy Ghost, you got to give God all, everything, everything. Glory to God. God bless you, woman of God. I'll share more as the days to come.
Wonderful prophecy. God bless you and thank you. Someone else. Good morning.
This is Lake Bonita Frierson from Michigan. And please forgive me, I'm late coming on the line, but I praise God today, from whom all blessings flow. I would like to say I never got a chance to meet Mother Johnson, but I was blessed to hear her on the prayer line. And I will always remember her for saying that she wanted to just live to see her 95th birthday and to see her son, her grandson, Thomas, come home. And I can always remember her teaching on the Holy Ghost, and she's one of the few people that would teach on the Holy Ghost. Most people don't teach on the Holy Ghost nowadays. And I always remember her saying, I want to live so God can get the glory out of my life. And she was a woman of wisdom. And I praise God, the Mother Johnson. And God bless the family. And may God comfort you. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. I believe I heard Sister Dynamite. I'm not sure coming in at the same time as Ambassador-elect Bernita. Let me just ask her if she there. Her voice was very faint.
Sure.
Sister Dynamite, are you there? All right, go ahead.
I thank God this morning.
Could have been. Your voice is soft and sweet, too. So go ahead. God bless.
And this is Mother Wilson, Memphis, Tennessee. I thank God for being able to meet Mother Johnson. She's a sweet lady at the First Fruit Prayer Line in Kansas City. When I came there, I sat by her when we was out in the little hallway broadcasting, and she was so sweet and talking to me. And I love elder people anyway. And it was just beautiful. And she had on a beautiful blue suit. And she's just looking beautiful sitting there in that chair. And the Holy Ghost is just, that was her word. Just, you got to have the Holy Ghost to make it in. And it, without the Holy Ghost, we cannot make it. So she left a legacy behind her for everybody that heard her. And if we just look up to the Lord, like she did, and talking about the Holy Ghost and let it get in us like she did. I don't believe Mother Johnson was worried when she left here. I believe she was satisfied with the Lord, and I believe the Lord was satisfied with her. I ask the family to just look up and be encouraged and follow Mother Johnson's footsteps, because it was a great legacy that she left behind her. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank you so much. I heard someone else trying to get in.
This is Renee McKnight.
Oh, God bless you, Sister McKnight. Go ahead.
I was on the prayer line, but I had it on mute because I was getting ready for the day. I'm off today because I have some errands I have to go do. But I didn't know Mrs. Johnson, Mother Johnson, but she was a wonderful lady, and God bless her, and God bless the family, and I know this is a hard time for the family, but you know what? She's in a better place. She's with Jesus now.
Amen.
And she's not suffering anymore. If she did have any pain, she's with Jesus.
Taking a
So I hope all of y'all have a blessed day, and I love all of y'all. And
we love you too.
I just love this prayer line so much.
Praise God. And we love you too, Sister McKnight. I thought I heard your voice earlier. And God bless you. Thank you so much for those encouraging words to the family. Yeah, because these are the times that you have to put everything together and make sure everything is according to the way that Mother Johnson would want it. And so that's what the family is doing now, making sure that everything is put together the way that she would desire it to be. And you're right. She's in no more pain, no more strain, no more stress, no more worry. Praise God. Thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God. We think of sometimes this day being a burdensome, hurtful, sorrowful day, but we are actually to rejoice. And that's what we are doing now. We're celebrating the legacy of Mother Johnson. We're celebrating her days of wisdom and teaching and knowledge, words of knowledge that she shared with all of us. We are celebrating her. Because now is the time, praise God, and we just want to just hear from so many. All right, someone else. I'm not going to do all the talking. I'm losing my voice as it is, praise God, but someone else.
She's on vacation.
She's on vacation. Praise God.
Good morning.
Anyone else?
Ambassador. Good morning. This is Ambassador Gina Hodges.
Bless you.
And I just want to thank God for another day, you know, and our Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, as well as his lovely wife, Dr. Betty, Ambassador Dr. Betty Johnson. And just to say a few words about our mother to the nation. When we first got on the prayer line, Mother Johnson accepted me as one of her adopted daughters. And I just felt so honored. So honored, even before I met her face to face. We used to talk almost every day. She even, the first time I came to Kansas to meet her right after my surgery, she said, you know what, she gave me a big room in her house. Dr. Lisa and I used to just have it, just kid each other about that bedroom at Mother Johnson's house. But Mother Johnson was such a giving woman, such a loving woman, met no strangers. She often shares with us about how she could just see her arms growing, reaching out to everyone. She had that spirit of love, and we'll let you know in a minute that she would not trade you for a golden guinea. A woman full of wisdom, full of love, could drop a prayer at a heartbeat. She would be laying in her bed right before she went home to be with the Lord, and she would be praying. You could hear her praying. She used to call me in the middle of the day and say, I just called to pray for you, and your voice don't sound right, and I'm not going to ask you what's going on, but I'm just going to pray. And Lord knows that woman would go in. There was power. You could feel the anointing as she would begin to pray. And even in her final days, her 95th birthday, as she began to prepare for that, she said, I want to remember everybody in a happy way. And I'm asking the Lord to let me live to see my 95th birthday. Wednesdays was my special time with Mother Johnson. It would just be Mother Johnson and I, just to sit at her feet and hear some of the things that she would tell me, and how she would say, you know, you got to get rid of all that mess. You're not going to make it to heaven with no mess. You got to get rid of all that mess. Such a sweet, loving way she would correct all of us. I thank God for her. I thank God for our Chief Ambassador and the Johnson family sharing her with all of us. Her homegoing services are going to take place on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And we're going to try to live stream it so that everybody can be a part of it, as well as show it on YouTube. I will be giving more information about that before we leave today. But just to say a few words, because I could talk about her all day long. God bless you, Ambassador, Mother to the Nation, Adley Johnson. And I was looking at footage of her where she'd just be dancing. But the only thing I want to say is I hope you're dancing right. I know you're dancing right now. So dance on, Mother Johnson. Dance on. God bless you.
God bless you, Ambassador Hodges. And I know whenever you get on the streets of gold, you have something to shout about. Amen. Being in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Just shout, shout, shout. Amen. Somebody had said one time when they get to heaven, they'll just sit down and rest. And somebody said, no, when I get to heaven, I want to shout all day long. I want to praise God all day long. I want to lift him up. I want to let the Lord know how I made it over. I want to let him know how I thank him. Glory to God for making it. I want to thank him for how he kept me and never left me. Ah, glory, glory, glory. I want to thank him for letting me praise him all day long on my journey. I just want to thank him. Glory, glory, glory for being God and moving all the hypocrisy out of my life, for redeeming me once again, reaching down, seeing that I was in the muck and in the mire, and I needed to be lifted up out of that trap I was in from the enemy, from the hands of the enemy, knowing that, one day I would be with Jesus in paradise and praise God. I know when we get there, we're not going to know how to act in that city. We're not going to know how to act in our mansion, but we will know that when we get there, we won't know what to do. When we get there, we'll be just so overjoyed, overwhelmed, because I'm making it. I'm making it. And I want you to make heaven your home. Praise God. It's one thing to talk about it, but it's another thing to live it. And with that Holy Ghost power that Mother Johnson talked about, that's going to help keep you, glory, 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 so that you can make it to glory and see Jesus face to face. Praise God. I could preach on that right now, but since I'm not, it's not the appropriate time, but I tell you, I could just preach right on that when I get to heaven. My God, just imagining some of the glorified moments that I will have with Jesus and sitting down talking to him, sitting at his feet. Looking up at the king, saying, thank you, king, for being pierced in the side for me. Ha, glory, na, thank you, glory to God, for how you hung on the cross, ha, nah, and they nailed you in both hands, not just one, but both hands. Hallelujah, just for me. Hallelujah. I know everybody else is here, Lord Jesus, but I'm sitting at your feet, and I know that you hung on that cross and you thought about me. I crossed your mind, my God. And even when they nailed you in the feet, glory, glory, that's why I'm sitting here. I want to rub your feet just for a sexier moment at the throne, at the front of the throne, and rub your feet, my God. And while the angels massage the sides of the piercing, hallelujah, and all of that was just for me. My God, hallelujah, I'm going to have a good time with the Lord when I get to heaven. Amen, amen. And I know Mother Johnson is probably just shouting around heaven all day long. And I know we always say, well, you know, it doesn't happen that way, and all of this has to take place, all of that has to take place. But just knowing that where you are, that you didn't hit rock bottom and find out that you were in hell is a blessing. Praise God. So someone else, anyone else, have anything they would like to share about?
Good morning.
Some
good
of that?
Morning.
Bless this, you, Dr. Lacey.
This is Ambassador Lacey. Honored to our national chief ambassador, and to Dr. Betty Johnson, ambassador, to Dr. Pfeiffer, ambassador, and to all the ambassadors that's on the line. My heart reached sadness this morning for the homegoing of our dear mother, Mother Adelaide Johnson. I've known Dr. Johnson over 35, 40 years. And I'm praying for him and Dr. Betty and all of the family this morning. I was at the homegoing of my first cousin yesterday, another one on Friday, Saturday in Indianapolis. But I tell you, God has been in my life. I mean, I and Sister Gina had a ball over the room, and I'm sad, but God knows that we have to look to the hill from which cometh our help. And I want to say that to our chief ambassador. All our help has got to come from God. We can't get it no other way. I'm praying for the entire family, even to Pastor David Johnson and to the other family members. We know that God has been good to you all, although I know that you I hurt because your mom is gone, but we have to thank God for all of those years. 90-some years is a long time to have our mothers when some don't have them at all. And I'm praying for the Johnson family. I'm praying for each of you, because all of us is a part of the Johnson family that's on the First Fruit Prayer Line. We all are part of that family. And we do need prayer and strength this morning that the Lord would keep us. I tell you, she prayed for my son one time when he was having a serious issue, and God brought him out. And every time she prayed and said she hoped God, she knew that God would go get the glory out of her life. I know many of you said, and I'm sure she's getting, receiving that glory God is out of her life this morning. I just thank God that I've known Mother Johnson, and she was such a sweet lady. She made you welcome to her home. She wanted me to stay with her when they had the first convention, the setup meeting, and I and Sister Gina would just have a ball about that room. So one day she said to me, well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to claim the first one get here. So Sister Gina beat me up and got there before I did. But I thank God for each of you this morning, Dr. Pfeiffer, Dr. Stern, and all of the persons that's been on this prayer line that I was able to bring on there while she lived. And let God receive the glory. Hallelujah. We could just live some of the times that she had with God in our lives. We will be great women. She left a legacy, and we know that God is going to bless each of us this morning as we go about to help hold up arms about Chief Ambassador. God bless each of you this morning. Have a wonderful day. Pray for me. My sister is back in the hospital, but I'm just thanking the Lord that I know that he's going to see us through. God bless you this morning. God bless Chief Ambassador and the entire family. I'm praying for you.
God bless Ambassador Lacey, and thank you for those wonderful words of encouragement. And you and everyone is just so right about how Mother Johnson was. She didn't meet strangers. She didn't meet, no, that was not in her vocabulary. A stranger, no. Amen. She welcomed you in her home, and she just sit there. She didn't dictate what you did, where you went, and how you did it. She would just welcome you into her home. And we're just so thankful because we need people like that, that are just welcoming, just warm-hearted people, people of God, hallelujah, that whatever it is, you turn it over to the Lord and let God work it out. And I know I could just seem like I can just hear her saying and looking down on us saying, victory is mine. My God. See, we sing victory is mine. But that's right now. Mother Johnson can look down on us and say, victory is mine. Praise God. I'm here with the King. Victory is mine. I made it over. And I can hear her right now just saying, don't be left behind. Don't let nothing distress you. Don't let nothing get in your way and separate you from the love of God. Praise God. Someone else. Amen. Anyone else want to have anything to say?
Good morning. This is Property Bank from California. I would love to
bless you.
Good morning. I would love to say a few words to the family about Mother Allen Johnson, to all the family. I got a chance to visit with Mother Allie Johnson 101. In the name of Jesus, we had our little secret moment, our little secret prayers, and she talked to me about life and wisdom. And she just talked to me about everything. She was a Mother Allie Johnson. She was a woman of God. She was chosen to do a specific job down here. Earth in the name of Jesus. And I would like for the family to know that Mother Elijah, she's at peace, and I know that she's in heaven. She was a woman of wisdom, a woman of knowledge, and I always talk to her about fashion. I just teach her about giving me her clothes and just a hat to put on my head. She always had a word for me. Even when I was down and out and need someone to talk to, she always prayed and talked to me just like I was like I was her daughter. So I was telling God, bless each and every one, and just keep holding on and keep holding their head up high and keep smiling, because I know that Mother Allie Johnson, she in heaven, a Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless the Prophetess Baker. Thank you for those words. And you know, I can imagine now she's having a one-on-one with Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Mm. God bless you. Isn't that amazing to have a one-on-one with Jesus? Have a little talk with Jesus. Make it all right. Praise God. Someone else, amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to have anything to say?
Amen, amen. Today, like Johnson. Is someone talking?
Hello.
This is Ambassador Elect Johnson in Texas. I give honor to God, to our Chief Ambassador.